Hello, and welcome to a lighter side episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. My name is Stephanie Paulson, and I'm the local office dog wrangler, low-carb cooking expert, and manager of digital marketing here at the Benefit Companies, and I've been loving my job for the last 3 years. My counterpart, Roger, account executive and self-proclaimed networking nerd, is off today. I'd like to assume he's trying to take over the world, although he could probably just be on vacation. So what's up with those titles that I just gave Roger and myself? You can actually tell a lot or even a little about a person by how they actually introduce themselves. Over the weekend at a party, I was a friend, a wife, and talking about work, my more official digital marketing manager and CRM expert titles. Today, I'm a podcast host. If you haven't already guessed it, we're going to talk about titles. Titles. Now, everybody has them, and they mean something different to everyone. Titles can range from the personal kinds of titles early on of a student, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, a wife, parent, grandparent, or onto homeowner, landowner, car owner, or tenant. And for my little plug here, if you need help ensuring any of the latter, you really should give us a call. Okay, so then we can get into the more public work titles of anything from a receptionist, an office manager, account executive, sales manager, human resource manager, director, vice president, president, CEO, CFO, and any other possible title that you can imagine. Now, an article in the Wall Street Journal called What's in a Title from December of 2007 was looking at the trend of all of the new, at the time, chief titles that had just started circulating. Now, mind you, this actually was 2007, but it points out such titles such as chief security officers, chief knowledge officers, and chief learning officers. But wait, those are pretty common and understood titles these days, aren't they? But it was a novel idea back in 2007, which also tells you how much can change in just a few short years. It does, however, point out some other more entertaining titles, such as a chief beer officer who leads a major hotel industry in promotional events, local brewery tours, and selecting beers for hotel menus. That title of chief beer officer alone drew 5,500 applicants from more than 31 countries for a part-time job. Or how about a title of chief luxury officer, who was responsible for representing their company at industry events, serving as a keynote speaker at conferences along with other public relations duties. A privately held game board company who launched in the late 90s, co-founder, decided to forgo any formal titles at all and dubbed himself Grand Poobah on his business cards and allowed his employees their right to create their own titles to give them a sense of pride in their jobs. Their self-proclaimed professor of profit, or as we traditionally call the chief financial officer, had a mantra of every dollar counts and prided himself on making fiscal responsibility fun. He went on to win the Institute of Management Accountants 2005 Financial Executive of the Year Award. So this article actually got me thinking, and then I was laughing, and I immediately jotted a quick email to our president, Leslie Strauss, jokingly asking for a business card to be the chief dog officer. My reply to that question was almost immediately returned with an emphatic yes, followed by several exclamation points. However, the line, wait until you see the duties, came next. Well, I guess maybe I shouldn't commit to that one. So then I did some more reading, this time Webster's Dictionary, where I looked up the actual definition of the word title, and it reads, distinguishing name of a written, printed, or filmed production, a published work, an appellation of dignity, honor, distinction, or preeminence, and I really liked preeminence, a person holding a title of nobility and or relating to or involving a championship. So now I'm really thinking, firstly, probably, that I shouldn't shoot another email off to Leslie asking for the title of Queen of the Marketing Department. But secondly, that titles can sometimes mean more to the holder of the title than the person who is talking to or working with that title holder. As long as I'm talking to the person who can help me understand and resolve my questions and concerns, I'm happy. Now, like I read in the Wall Street Journal article, the co-founder and Grand Poobah of the game company believed that titles gave his employees a sense of pride in their work, and he allowed them to be creative. Here at the Benefit Companies, we all have titles on our business cards. But did you know that we all have more than one business card? Some reflect our traditional titles of account executive, but we also have business cards with subject matter expert and an agent of change. Take my cards, for example. I have a card as a subject matter expert, since I am one of our customer relationship management or CRM experts, as well as a card for manager of marketing development, and a card for manager of digital marketing. So why would we do that here at the Benefit Companies? because we believe that we are all so much more than just one title. We have so much talent here in our departments and so much experience that we don't conform to just one title or one area. We are a company of team players, and we use the entirety of our knowledge base to service our clients with our team. So I did shoot out another email, and I do quite enjoy sending emails, asking everyone to send me some of their titles. We have a certified senior professional in human resources, certified retirement counselor, certified investment advisor, certified patient protection and affordable care act professional, charter life underwriter, and our latest team member certification is for Ultimate Kronos Group, or UKG, time and labor management. One of our IT managers alone has more than 11 certifications. Now, these achievements were from months of study and hours of testing. And I know all of our licensed insurance producers also maintain their continuing education study and training. That's a lot of study and training. And as you can clearly see, it's worth more than just one title. So like William Shakespeare asks in Romeo and Juliet, what's in a name? We believe that a name or title is only one piece of who and what we are. We are so much more than just the one thing. And then, of course, being me, I had to ask about the other titles and accolades we carry outside of work. Why? Because we are also so much more than just our work selves. Now, being in Wisconsin, we have quite a few outdoorsmen, and we have some bass tournament competitors, we have Bible study leaders, a talented Photoshopper with more than a million followers on Flickr. We also have some extremely accomplished and talented musicians among us. We even played piano and flute at my wedding 2 years ago. Our very own co-host of the podcast, Roger Furstenow, is a local rock star playing on the rock stage at Brat Days in Sheboygan, and has been known to catch a 29-inch catfish. As for me, well, I'm an American Kennel Club Breeder of Merit who's produced more than 20 champions, a Best in Show winner, Westminster Dog Show winner, and a National Championship winner, among other titles. So, I guess like our work personas and our personal lives, we also have a lot of talent and accomplishments and titles. There's that word again, titles. It always does come down to titles then, doesn't it? Whatever you like to call yourself or gives you a sense of pride in your accomplishments, use it. Here at the benefit companies, we believe that just one title isn't enough to define who you are and what you do. We use all of our team's many talents to manage our clients' very unique needs. Do you have unique needs? Call us, email us, ask us what our talents are and what they can do for you. Thanks so much for listening to Inside Connect and Simplify today. We'll be back next week with another Lighter Side episode. And until then, be well.
Inside Connect and Simplify is sponsored by the benefit companies and our trademark human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify. Connect and Simplify integrates payroll, time labor management, human resources, retirement plans, and employee benefits in one single sign-on cloud-based platform. We help you manage your workforce from hire to retire. Go to connectandsimplify.com to learn more about our products and services, our educational resources, and our relationship with UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. UKG is our technology partner who gives us the best-in-class, state-of-the-art technology so we can give our clients the best solutions for their company. Again, that is connectandsimplify.com. Thanks for listening.